Hello, my name is Eli Tuchman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Challah. Having concluded the previous Mishnah with the Nitanim L'chol Kohen, that you're allowed to give this Challah D'Rabbanan in Chutz La'aretz, well, in Zone 2 and Zone 3 of Eretz Yisrael, and also, by extension, in Chutz La'aretz, to any Kohen, even in Am Ha'aretz, our Mishnah, Mishnah Tess, is going to go through a list of other Matanos that can be given to any coin, matanos kahuna, that can be given even to an Am Haaretz. You don't have to be careful to give them to specifically a chaver. That's as opposed to, for example, truma, which we know you have to be very careful to only give to a coin chaver, because an Am Haaretz coin cannot be relied upon to keep the truma carefully protected from tuma. So here goes our list. There are 12 items on the list that you can give to even any coin, even an Am Haaretz. Number one, hacharamim. A chirem is a type of donation to Hashem or to the Beis HaMikdash, not really to the Beis HaMikdash, to Hekdesh, in where somebody declares their property to be chirem. I declare that this piece of property of mine, this object of mine, is chirem. That makes it automatically a donation to God which cannot be redeemed. It is a permanent donation, and it is given to the Kohanim. And it becomes the Kohanim's private property. It is split up, so it's not just, you know, one Kohen gets everything. It's divided fairly, so everybody gets an opportunity. But the Kohanim, it becomes their personal money. And so it doesn't have kedusha in the normal sense. It's a donation to God that you gave to God, and that's good for you. But when it comes to the Kohen's hands, it doesn't have any particular kedusha. It's just property. And therefore, and it can be given to any Kohen. Number two, habechoros. Firstborn animals have kedusha, and if they are tamim, they do not have blemishes, they are brought on the mizbeach as a korban, and the meat is eaten by Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, in the Beis HaMikdash, everybody is careful about Tumah and Tahara because it's the Beis HaMikdash. And so, therefore, we're not worried about a Kohen eating a korban in the Beis HaMikdash. We're actually going to talk about that later. So, if a Bechor is brought as a korban in the Beis HaMikdash, then for sure Kohanim can eat it. But even if the korban is a balmum, a blemished Bechor, in which case it is not brought on the Mizbeach, but rather it is given to the Kohanim. And the Kohen gets it as his own personal property. Give it to whatever Kohen you want. Pick a Kohen and give him the Bechor. And then it's his personal property. But here too, it doesn't have Kedusha per se. It is his personal property. And therefore, you don't have to worry about giving the Tam and Am Haaretz. Number three, Pidyon HaBein. When one has a firstborn son who is firstborn to his mother, so then we have a mitzvah of Pidyon HaBein, of redeeming this son by giving five silver shkalim to a Kohen. This is money. There's no issues of Tumah and Tahara, and there's no issues of Hekdesh. The money just goes to the pocket of the Kohen. And therefore, you can give it to any Kohen, even in Am Haaretz. Number four, Pidyon Peter Chamor. We have a non-kosher animals generally do not have matanos from them. There is one exception, which is that donkeys, firstborn donkeys, need to be redeemed. They can't be brought as karbanos, right? A bechor animal, we just talked about, right? A bechor human, we just talked about. But a bechor of non-kosher animals is just usually nothing, except for a donkey. The mitzvah is to redeem the firstborn donkey with a sheep. Not with five silver coins, as we do with humans, but with a sheep. And the sheep is given to the Kohen. But here, too, the sheep is given to the Kohen as personal property, and so there's no issues of Tumah and Tahara involved. The next three, five, six, and seven, are Hazroa, V'Halechayayim, V'Hakeva. The right foreleg, the jaw, meaning the bottom of the head, the lower half of the head, and the stomach. These are matanos that are given to Kohanim from Chulin, from non-karbanos, from animals that are shechted for eating. And so again, since it's chulin, there's no issue of kedusha of tumantara. It's chulin, it has to be given to the Kohen, but he can eat it, betuma, that's okay. So no reason not to give it to an Am Haaretz. Number eight, reishis hageiz. Reishis hageiz is the first wool from the shearing, right? The first wool from the shearing of a sheep each year. And that is, of course, given to the Kohen, but it is property of the Kohen and has no particular kedusha. we have a chiv to give it, but then the kohen can do whatever he wants with it, make it into clothes or anything he likes. Number 9 is shemen sreifa. Shemen sreifa is truma oil that has already become tame. Ordinarily, we can't eat truma that's become tame. It has to be burned. But if it is oil, so you're allowed to get benefit from it in the burning process. You could use it for light, you could use it for heat, you could use it for cooking. And so since shemen sreifa is already tame, there's certainly no concern that maybe an Am Haaretz will make it tame. And so, of course, you're allowed to give it to an Am Haaretz. Number 10 is Kodshei HaMikdash. The Kodshei HaMikdash are korbanos that are brought in the Beis HaMikdash, and everyone is careful, as we mentioned before, everyone is careful about stuff in the Beis HaMikdash, because it's the Beis HaMikdash. And since everybody is careful about Tum in the Beis HaMikdash, we don't worry about an Am Haaretz with regard to Kodshei HaMikdash. When you show up to the Beis HaMikdash, you can give your korban to whatever kohen you see and who comes to take care of your korban. You don't have to worry about maybe it's an Am Haaretz and you won't be careful about Tum and Taru, because in the Beis HaMikdash, everybody is careful. Number 11, HaBikurim. Bikurim are first fruits, and the first fruits are given at the very, very beginning of the harvesting process. You go down into the field when things are first starting to bloom, and you put a ribbon around the first things that are blooming so that you know which ones they are. Later, at the harvesting time, you will separate them as you pick them, and you will bring them to the Beis HaMikdash, and they are brought on Shavuos, and they are put in a basket. We're going to learn all about that in two more Masechtos. That's the last Masechta in Seder Zrayim. And when you put them in the basket, so then the Kohen takes them. There's not really an avoda that takes place, but it is in the Beis HaMikdash. And since it's given in the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohanim who are Am Haaretz are still very careful, because they associate Bikurim with the Beis HaMikdash, and so they're still very careful about Tumah and Tara, even with regard to Bikurim, even though there isn't really any avod in the Beis HaMikdash. It's just, you bring it there, they put it next to the Mizbech, and then they take it. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda oser b'bikurim. Rabbi Yehuda said Bikurim can't be on this list. Why can't Bikurim be on this list? Well, we just said, because there's not really any avoda. It's brought to the Beis HaMikdash, then it's taken from the Beis HaMikdash. So it's true that it's in the Beis HaMikdash, but the Kohanim who are Am Haaretz might not associate that in their head. You know, when they're in the Beis HaMikdash and they're eating something in the Beis HaMikdash, so that's, they're going to be careful. But if they're going to take it out of the Beis HaMikdash and there was no avoda done with it, and they're going to take it home, they're going to forget, and they're not going to be careful. And therefore, Yehuda says you can't give Bikurim to a Kohen who is an Am Haaretz. And finally, number 12, Karshine Truma. Truma, as we said, Truma food, you have to be very, very careful not to get it to Tameh. And that's why we ordinarily do not give Truma to an Am Haaretz. Karshinim is vetch, which is a something that is animal food, basically. People don't eat it. However, under extreme circumstances, it could be eaten by people. And because it is possible to be eaten by people under extreme circumstances, it is chayav in Trumas and Maestros. However, since it is generally not really considered human food, there are special halachos, at least according to some opinions, that apply to Karshinim. And Rabbi Akiva, for example, Rabbi Akiva Matir. Rabbi Akiva says you can give Karshine Truma, vetch of Truma, to an Am Haaretz Kohen. Why? Because Rabbi Akiva holds, and we actually discussed this in Masechus Maaser Sheni, Rabbi Akiva holds that Karshinim of Truma can be treated betuma, because they're really not human food, and so you don't have a mitzvah to keep them tahor. And so, of course, therefore, Rabbi Akiva holds you're allowed to give them to Am Haaretz. However, the Chachamim Oshim, the Chachamim say you can't give them Tarim Haaretz, because the Chachamim say, well, it can be eaten by people under extreme circumstances, and therefore we have a mitzvah to keep it Tahor, and therefore you can't give it to an Am Haaretz.